Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Tuesday. It's Dan, and I just wanted to say, have you noticed the rhyme? If so, then it's time to cheer for today's Limerick Day. Limericks are fun, aren't they? They have such a bouncy rhythm, almost like the poem is dancing. Many also try to work in some humor as well. They have a very specific structure and pattern of the rhymes. Overall, there are 5 lines, 2 longer lines that rhyme, 2 shorter lines that rhyme, and a closing line that matches the rhymes from the beginning. Listen again. Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Tuesday. It's Dan, and I just wanted to say, have you noticed the rhyme? If so, then it's time to cheer for today's Limerick Day. Can I tell you something, though? When I saw that Limerick Day was coming up, I knew I wanted to write one for the podcast, but it took way longer than I thought it would. When you read a good one, it rolls right off the tongue, and it seems like, this'll be easy. It is not. On my first couple of tries, I focused on the rhythm and rhymes, but the poems didn't make any sense. So instead, I tried to focus on telling a short story or a joke, but then I couldn't find the right words to fit the form. I started to get frustrated. Or like we talked about yesterday, my nose started to get hot. The silly thing is, I was getting frustrated with myself. This was something I thought I would be good at, but it turns out I need practice, which is totally normal, by the way. Have you ever been frustrated with yourself? Maybe like me, you tried learning something new, like riding your bike, and it was harder for you than you figured. Or you worked really hard on some homework or a project for work, but it turns out you made an easy mistake and didn't catch it before you turned it in. When you think of an example, go ahead and share it with each other. If you need more time, you can pause the podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. I wonder if something interesting happened. Did anyone share about a time they were frustrated with themselves and you thought, that's not that big of a deal? Or, don't beat yourself up. Everybody makes mistakes. That sounds like the fruit of patience we talked about yesterday. We don't expect others to be perfect, and we can be patient and loving when they aren't. That's a very kind way to treat others, and it can be a really good way to respond. The problem for me, and maybe for you too, is that I don't always have the same kind of patience for myself. I make a mistake, and if it were anyone else, I'd be really patient and tell them not to worry about it. But because it's me, I'm really hard on myself. Now, it's good to want to do our best. It's normal to be bummed when we make a mistake. But sometimes, we hold ourselves to an unrealistic standard. We might think something like, nobody's perfect, but I'm sure gonna try. In the Bible, it says, be patient with everyone. And do you know who counts as part of everyone? Everyone does. You do. I do. We all do. Everyone is everyone. And so, if we're supposed to be patient with everyone, we need to learn to be patient with ourselves. And let's also remember that we're talking about the fruit of the Spirit. This is the good stuff that God wants to grow in our lives. And so the patience that's growing inside of us is related to God's patience. And there is literally no one more patient with us than God. In my church tradition, the Methodist tradition, we have an idea called sanctification. It sounds really fancy, but all it means is that God is transforming us little by little. Sometimes we'll hit a growth spurt, sure, but most of the time, we don't notice how we're different from day to day. And yet, if you look back at where you were a year ago, you'll probably realize that you've come a long way. You see, God isn't expecting us to get it all right overnight. God is patiently transforming us into the kinds of people we were made to be. And if God is patient with us, then we need to be patient with ourselves as well. Okay, let's close in prayer. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you that you are patient with us. We thank you for the patience that others show us as well, especially our family and friends. Help us remember that ordinary days can lead to extraordinary lives if you're the one guiding each small step along the way. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, have a great Tuesday. We're in for a stormy day tomorrow, but I'll still be here ready and waiting.